I'm Chris Farrell from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts over at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of Better Podcasting. Today, we are going back to basics with a little special fun for episode number 100.
In this week's Better Podcasting Download, we're going to talk about a broadcast headset comparison, and we got an update on Boss Jock Studio, plus something extra.
And finally, in this week's Better Pod Back, we run down your latest podcasting world communications.
If you haven't watched an episode of Better Podcasting before, just know that this one's a little bit different. Lauren, start the show now.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 100 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, not knowing how I'm going to name the numbers now that I am the three digits. I also have Stargate Pioneer with me.
I'm so excited! 100 episodes! This is great. I never thought we'd get here. Actually, I did, but because we kind of planned for it, but I'm glad we're here.
We did plan for it, but here's the thing about 100 episodes is that we had to do 99 to get here.
I did 98 with you.
No, you've done 99 because for those of you who did not check out our International Podcast Day special when we did it live this past Saturday, that's right. You may want to keep your eyes on the feed this week. There's going to be a bonus episode coming out a little bit later, but it's not coming out until after 100 because we know 100 has to be a special event. And so Stargate Pioneer and I are here with episode 100. SP, I'm glad we got here, and I will be shutting down your CGI program at the end of this episode.
Well, it's good to know when my end date is.
If you're not familiar with us, we are usually here to talk about the latest and greatest in the world of podcasting, tailoring our tips to you, the hobby podcaster. That's right. We all recognize here on Better Podcasting that you're a hobby podcaster, and so we try to tailor things towards you, the hobby podcaster. And if you have any tips or tricks for us, you can always get in touch with us through a variety of different ways, including you can find us at facebook.com/betterpodcasting. You can tweet us at betterpod. You can find the email address located at podcast@betterpodcasting.com. And one thing that we often ask is, how have you saved your podcast? We know that there is a plethora of information that everybody wants to share. And really, through group learning, we can all learn from each other's mistakes. So how have you saved your podcast? Please get in touch with us. We are a full video show. If you go to youtube.com/GunnaGeek, you will see the full video show there. And so if you want to send us a video clip, that's cool. Otherwise, audio's cool. Also, you can just send us a plain old email.
Any of the ways work, and we just want to know how you saved your podcast because it's group learning. We want to hear how you saved your podcast like I saved my podcast. Little quick tip, if you have a Zoom H6, you might want to actually press record. Yes, this just did happen to me again in the last month, but that's all right because I was able to use some backup recordings. It was only one track, but it turned out pretty good, if I do say so myself. And once that episode actually airs, I'll tell you which episode it was.
I know which episode it was. It was all of them. You forget every week.
It's running right now. I don't know what your problem is.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and, as you said at the top of the show, get back to basics with our main topic. Oh, back to to basics. I like to get back to basics, especially when it's a celebratory episode 100. That's right. We are going to go way, way, way back in the archives. We're going to dig on back to episode 1 and talk about some things and the following episodes after that. But let me start off. You know what, actually, SP? Can you actually take this point here for me?
Sure, but I thought we discussed this. I thought you were going to do this.
No, I'm passionate about the next one, so I'd rather take that first, please.
Okay, wish we would have talked about this before. Sure.
Tip number 1, take some time to prep before you record your podcast. Discuss things such as order, flow, and make sure to have a plan of attack.
In our main topic today, we're going to go way back. We're going to go way, way back. Matter of fact, we're going to go back to the start of Better Podcasting. We're going to talk about some podcasting basics. While we may have covered some of these in episodes 1 through 6, we thought episode 100, that's right, episode 100 was a great way to talk about some of the highlights when you're starting off.
Yeah, this is just very exciting for us all around. I think that we've both come so far in 100 episodes, and there's been a lot that's changed, but a lot that's the same. So I think it's really good that we revisit this, talk about some of the important things that that we've seen before, and maybe just really refine them so that we can really build on our expertise.
Steve, whoa, stop. You're really echoey. We need to fix this.
I'm good. No, I'm quite happy with what you're talking about.
Dude, I look good. You know I'm an audiophile. This is really annoying, and our listeners are audiophiles too, at least some of them. So stop. I can hear. No, stop it. I can hear you typing. Stop it.
What? But here's the thing. I don't understand. What would you want me to do about it? When I went out shopping for my microphone, I decided that I would look for something that I've seen kind of on TV. And while I appreciate your wonderful Electrovoice RE320, for those who are watching the video side of things, we'll see a shiny blue, wonderful microphone that resembles a lot of the things that I've seen, like Christina Aguilera with the one earphone thing, holding on, you know, that sort of thing. And so it matches.
How much? How much did you spend? I bet you, if you would have asked me, you could have gotten an Audio-Technica ATR2100 or a Knox podcasting microphone or a Samsung Q2U for the same or less, or maybe just a little bit more, and you would sound so much better.
You know what? I actually got one of those here. I didn't realize it. So let me try that out. Is that any better?
Much, much better, much less echoey, and much more full on your voice. Thank you.
Well, I guess now I know why I travel with it.
Tip number 2, don't buy your microphone based on looks. We recommend using a cardioid pattern dynamic microphone, such as the Knox Podcast microphone, or the Audio-Technica ATR2100 or AT2005.
So anyways, back to the all-important part of the main topic, which is talking about the topic. The topic is such an important part of your podcast. And I think that was where we were going with there before, apparently, I made a questionable choice with my purchase. So the topic really holds things together. You should really look at picking something that you're passionate about, so people will hear the passion, but also make sure that it's something that you have more than just one note to play. For example, the GunnaGeek.com show. I love that show because it is about geekery. And there is so much within that geekery that we can work with. And we could talk tech. We could talk gaming. We could talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. And at the end of the day, the audience is knowing they're going to tune in to hear about a variety of geekery. So that's a great example of a topic that is dynamic.
Another great example is Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, that's such a great show. I love that show. While it was originally designed to cover just one television show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we expanded it to the entire Marvel universe, not just the cinematic universe, the entire universe. And this has opened it up to a lot of relevant conversation throughout the entire year, especially the off season. Like, it's off season right now from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we have other things to talk about. It's been so fun. Matter of fact, we talk about so much stuff that's fun. Like, Lord, she's awesome. She just goes off on these tangents, right? Like, one time she spent 20 minutes talking about Christmas tree lights and her whole thoughts about decorating and her whole process about decorating the Christmas tree. And the fact that, you know, when she was 7 years old, she took one of those ornament holders and she poked herself in the eye with it. It was so gross. We're all cringing. And oh, man, she goes off and she makes us cringe every single week. She's talking about how her foot is askew. It's half the time. Her back hurt her the other time. And she's talking about how much medication she actually has to take in order to just get through the day. And it all.
Tip number three, keep primarily on topic.
The topic really is the core of your show, and that's why you should spend some time considering it before you jump in. Are you really prepared to talk about this each week? Otherwise, it'll seem like a bunch of work.
Which takes us, of course, to another point. Try not to get stuck in development. There's a lot of people who spend so much time prepping their show, they end up overanalyzing. They just basically take forever. They take forever to launch it, right, SB?
Yeah. I've spoken to many people who have said they are still waiting to launch their show. Like, you know, whether it's because they feel it's not perfect or it's because they have to say they, or it's because they say they have to find the time. One of the best pieces of advice that I have for them is to just pull the trigger. Sometimes you just gotta hit go and have a little confidence in yourself. And while we're talking about not dragging your heels, Stephen, you have a related point, right?
Tip number four, editing is your friend. Let's try that again with a bit of editing applied.
The topic really is the core of your show, and that's why you should spend some time considering it before you jump in. Are you really prepared to talk about this each week? Otherwise, it'll seem like a bunch of work.
Which takes us, of course, to another point. Try not to get stuck in development. There's a lot of people who spend so much time prepping their show, they end up overanalyzing. They take forever to launch it. Right, SB?
I've spoken to many people who have said they are still waiting to launch their show. Whether it's because they feel it's not perfect or it's because they say they have to find the time. One of the best pieces of advice that I have for them is to just pull the trigger. Sometimes you just gotta hit go and have a little confidence in yourself. And while we're talking about not dragging your heels, Stephen, you have a related point, right?
Let's be totally honest here. You're gonna take some time to get used to your recording setup and your release schedule and things like that. We talked about it. A lot of people get so fixated with development at the beginning. You're going to want to have a little bit of a buffer, but you want to make sure that you're not in a situation that you just talk yourself down and you set things up and you think that every week that you release, you're going to have 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks to record. No. So you kind of got to get into the rhythm of things and make sure that you do end up actually just pulling the trigger, like I said, so that you're not every week expecting to have this 6 week padding where you can record over and over and over.
I know a lot of podcasters like to have evergreen content that's a backlog. I think one or two shows would be fine for that. Six or eight or 12, I think that's too much. I think you're not getting into the flow of the show. I think you're not actually understanding where the feedback is coming from. And then that gets into another subject. How many episodes should you have before you launch? I was actually on Reddit just today talking to somebody about that.
And well, that was a good thread. I love that thread.
Right. And I was talking to them about how to launch their show. They were asking which media host to use.
That was awesome.
And then what they would do in order to get their podcast on Apple Podcasts. I'll say that because Apple has recommended we say Apple Podcasts versus iTunes. And somebody jumped into that thread and said, you need to how serious are you about your show? You need to have 3 to 5.
Which, like, come on. Like, really? Like, why? That's completely off topic. I don't understand why they need to do that.
Yeah, 3 to 5 before you launch. And I said, hey, you could do an episode 0, but if you've already got one done, why don't you launch that one instead? And you're not going to be
found. Which, by the way, I got to say, you're always doing a great job on there.
Thank you. So you're not going to be found off the bat right away anyway. So might as well put it out there and you learn as your show goes. I mean, I guess it's okay to record some podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I guess it's okay to record some podcasts.
You sing it, before, sister.
Before you launch, but you should try to get better behind the microphone.
Absolutely. That's a very important point. What's up?
The interruptions are just getting to me. Stop it.
What interruptions?
Every time I say something, you're interrupting.
No, I'm not.
You just did it again.
Tip number 5. Watch the interruptions.
So our next point, you'll need to remember that you have to host your podcast file somewhere. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can accomplish this. Steven is personally a fan of self-hosting podcasts, but I find it's too much time consuming for me. So I suggest going with a media host such as Libsyn or Podbean. If you want to hear more about this, please check out our episode 65, where we talked all about the pros and cons of self-hosting.
Oh, I love that. Such a good episode. We debated well. It was something that we covered both sides of things. And one of my favorite parts about it was the fact that I ended up posting a related story a little bit later on the Facebook, and I got followed by so many people, reshared. Some people got quiet that they usually are like, oh yeah, I know everything about everything. And then they looked at it and they went, oh, I love this. It's a completely other side of things. And then I got in some other arguments on Facebook and it was just absolutely fantastic.
Steven, remember tip number 3, keep on topic.
Right. Thank you for that reminder. So anyways, like SP was saying, you got to have a place that you got to host your file. And there are a variety of different ways that you can do that. And you should do your research. But when you are looking out there, remember, a lot of people are very passionate about one way or another. And that's something that you sometimes got to filter through that passion just a little bit, because sometimes people are a little bit biased. Personally, I, like I said, like self-hosting, but that's just a small piece of the pie. Because once you've decided that and you've gone, yeah, I know where I'm going to host it, well, you publish, and then how are people going to find out about it? Well, of course, you're going to have to promote your podcast. And some of the ways that we'll just quickly mention that you want to start off with, of course, is Twitter, Facebook, online communities, and also share it with people that you might know are interested in said topic. Don't go share it with a bunch of other podcasters. No, share it with people that you know like that topic.
Yeah, well, just keep in mind that promoting should be in relevant places. Just remember all those places that you interact with everyone on a regular basis, like Twitter, like on the Facebook, if you actually have a Facebook account, or even those people who you know that might be interested.
Didn't I literally just say that?
Tip number 6, don't repeat yourself over and over.
This takes us to our last point. Be realistic with your expectations. So don't expect to be famous with your podcast. Unless you're famous to go into podcasting, podcasting is not going to make you famous at all. Don't expect to make money off your podcast. It's going to take a while. And if you do, don't expect to make a lot. The people that do make money podcasting, they actually put an awful lot of work into it. And they're very experienced by this point in time, too. So you coming off the blocks, you're not going to be able to replicate what they do. Podcasting isn't always easy. In fact, it can be a heck of a lot of work. However, it's important to have fun, especially if you're a hobby podcaster. If you need to take a brief break, just do it, but communicate it. Just don't go away and not tell anybody that you're taking a break. Spice it up occasionally. We just spiced up the GunnaGeek.com this week, the GunnaGeek.com show this week, episode number 210. It was fun. It was exciting. Hey, if you want to hear more about having realistic expectations, check out episode 78 of Better Podcasting, where we dedicated an entire episode to it. It's at betterpodcasting.com/78.
So that is going to take us towards the end of our quick back to basics main topic that was fun for us to do on episode 100. We know that there's just a small little sliver of the pie that we covered today, which is why you want to listen to the past 100 episodes where we expanded on most of those. But we want to know, what is the number one piece of advice that you have for a new podcaster? Please get in touch with us through any of the ways that we've mentioned. You can find us at facebook.com/betterpodcasting. You can tweet us at betterpod or email podcast@betterpodcasting.com. We want to know, what is your number one piece of advice? So let's go ahead and move into our download.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
Tip number 7, keep your transitions and introductions short and sweet.
I just couldn't resist a dig about the long musical interludes that I hear so often. Okay, so now we're really done that main topic episode 100 gag. Any errors you see going forward is just us being terrible podcasters. So the gag is over. Thanks for sticking through that. But I had to take the bump dig. I had to do it.
Yeah, don't you just love intros and outros that go forever? Those people that play entire songs that they don't have the rights to. Yeah, that's great.
I was going to play some Rolling Stones, but you know.
You could play whatever you want to. You're just going to have to edit it out later. So we're in the download now. What we're going to talk about, number one, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Audio-Technica BPHS-1, or just broadcast headsets in general. So over a week ago, Steven noted some activity on the podcast community group over on the Facebook, which I'm not on, and it was centered around a discussion of a headset or a boom mic. That was the question, headset or a boom mic, and those were the exact words used. We had a pretty good idea of what the answer should be based on the fact of our history and the fact that we've used all these microphones over the last couple of years, but leaving nothing to chance, I grabbed my gear and I ran and I did a quick shootout of the Audio-Technica BPHS-1 broadcast headset versus several of the dynamic cardioid microphones that were attached to this boom that I'm using right now that we would actually recommend for podcasters. And you could see this test on our Gunna Geek Gear YouTube channel, or just use the short code geeks.link/BPHS-1. And once again, that's geeks.link/BPHS-1. And there was also, Steven, you actually ran across an article, which was basically a second opinion, which would confirm what we would think about these broadcast headsets versus actual microphones, right?
Yeah, if you want to check this out, you can. It's www.geeks.link/no-headset. So geeks.link/no-headset. And it's just somebody who apparently is an audio engineer, and they talk a little bit about some of the more technical reasons behind why they don't personally recommend podcasters use headset mics. They go a lot into sort of the way that the headset mics are work and why they're so great at removing silences and sort of some of the negative repercussions that come from doing that. So, well, there's a huge benefit that it's cutting out all this background noise. It's doing that somehow elsewise. So it's a really neat article, and I won't get too in deep with it because it is quite long, but I encourage you, if you are thinking about it, check it out. It's geeks.link/no-headset. It is quite a neat article, and so I would encourage you to check that out. Again, geeks.link/no-headset.
I will say that the BPHS-1 is a very listenable microphone. It's just going to be a different sort of listenable, and it's definitely meant for a certain application. So if you're a new podcaster, I would actually recommend to get a handheld dynamic cardioid microphone or a broadcast large diameter cardioid dynamic microphone. But if you really need that headset, like if you're doing a role-playing game podcast and it just makes it easier rather than mic everybody up, I mean, there's certain applications where it's good, but it's not my first choice for a podcast microphone. I would rather prefer one of the ones that we talked about earlier, like the Audio-Technica AT2005, the ATR2100, Samsung Q2U Knox podcast microphone. One of those four would be the ones that I would, and they're cheaper, by the way, than the Audio-Technica BPHS-1.
I will say that if you want to check out this shootout that SP did, again, the one at www.geeks.link/BPHS1, he went to town. Originally, he was trying to answer the direct questions that were kind of being discussed, but he went and he expanded and he did a whole plethora of different tiers of microphones. So it's a really good comparison, not only with the BPHS1, but some of the other options, just so you can kind of see what you like and what you don't like. So please check that out. Really neat. Really neat test that he did. And I will say that my personal opinion is, and I'm sure there's probably people who listen that disagree, but I always think that broadcast headsets sound thin. Now, that's not to say that they can't sound full. And again, check out that article that I mentioned because there's some good explanation on why that is. But for the average podcaster, I think if you're going to use the headset, you need to know that you're probably going to have a little bit more of a thin sound than something like the HE2005.
It's still a listenable sound, and if that's what you need, go for it. But there are pluses and minuses, and that's what Steven said was one of the reasons why we wouldn't recommend it as your main podcasting microphone. Another topic that we wanted to touch on today is an app that I use for all my soundboards, and I know a lot of podcasters use to actually create their show, is Boss Jock Studio. And for the last couple of months, really, I've been getting these notifications as I open up Boss Jock from Dropbox saying that Boss Jock is no longer integrated the way it used to be with Dropbox. There used to be an in-app way in Boss Jock Studio to open up the folders that you had in Dropbox and just grab the audio and then pull it in. It worked great for sound carts. It worked great for me to bring in audio that came in as feedback for my different shows. So loved it. And unfortunately, that linkage has broken. And I emailed the creators of the Boss Jock Studio and I said, hey, my Boss Jock integration stopped working for me today on multiple iOS devices. So I was just informing them it wasn't one, it was all of them. Will there be a fix to the app to correct this? And they said, hi, SP, sorry about the trouble. I want to give you a workaround first so that you can do what you need to do. If you install the native Dropbox iOS app, and then you can use the open in function to send the files to and from Dropbox. Boss Jock has the quote open in unquote export option that lets you choose import with Dropbox from the iOS menu. This lets you send the file to Dropbox. Likewise, from the Dropbox native app, you can choose from the ... menu in the upper right hand to choose open in the lower left, and then finally import with Boss Jock. Please give this a try and let us know how it works for you. We are looking into the best method to address the fix for the integration of Dropbox. There are many things that have changed since we initially added support for the service. For example, there are now native integrations in iOS for cloud hosting, including Dropbox, Box, iCloud, and others. We will probably move to support this native integration rather than using their custom code, as this would better future-proof compatibility as well as gain the support of other services. Again, I apologize for the disruption. Please let me know if you have any other issues. Best, Dave Mansueto.
Is he the best Dave Mansueto? Like there's other ones? Best, Dave Mansueto. I got you now.
If they created Boss Jock, they are the best. Yeah. Dave, thank you very much for the response. Really appreciate that. So basically, you can still bring files over into Boss Jock Studio, but you have to do the open-in for the native app in Dropbox. So basically, you have to open up Dropbox and then tell Dropbox to open the file in another app, which still works. It takes a second more, 10 seconds more, something like that. And you still get all that great functionality in Boss Jock. And once it's in Boss Jock, if you reuse it again, like it's a sound bump that you're just bringing in for the show, but you know you're going to use it again in 5 shows or something like that, you can just keep it there and bring it up in the recordings. So that is still the same. So just a little bit different way that you have to use Boss Jock and probably will in the future. And I just want to say thank you very much to the Boss Jock team for getting back to me and letting me know what the fix was. I actually figured that out on my own, but it was nice to hear from them directly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I need to maybe invest in a refurbished iPad or something because Boss Jock Studio is pretty good. And I don't believe that my current iPod will do it, but I definitely will have to look into that a little bit more, especially because I like these features that Dave Mansueto is indeed describing. Now, here's one of the more exciting pieces. It's something that we've never talked about on this show before. It's something that if you've missed the past 99 episodes, you've never, ever, ever, ever heard us talk about SoundCloud. So we thought it's well overdue to talk about SoundCloud, so we should probably talk about it. No, okay, so kidding aside, SoundCloud just sent out an email today, actually, the day we're recording this, October 4th, 2017, and the email says the following. Check out the improved stats experience designed to help grow your audience. SoundCloud's excited to introduce a new playlist stat which shows you who's sharing your tracks in a playlist and how many plays are being generated from the playlist. We also rolled out a refreshed visual experience for stats on the web, providing you with a better stats management experience. And that was the email. Now, this is interesting to me for two reasons. Number one, there is no mention again, as we mentioned before on the show, about podcasts anywhere. Nothing about podcasts. Secondly, we talked a few weeks ago about how Libsyn is making change to be IAB compliant, right?
Yes. So the drive here is to make sure everything is IAB compliant so that you can eventually sync up with advertisers or anybody else. Like even if you're a hobby podcaster and you're trying to state what your downloads are to get press passes for conventions, we didn't talk about this before, but this is a very real possibility. They might say, hey, give us our stats from an IAB accredited stat maker. And just different things like that. If you're asking for an interview, they might ask for those sorts of things once people become smart about it. SoundCloud didn't mention that at all. And it could be because they don't intend on conforming to podcast standards because it's a secondary business for them if they want to keep it at all. So we don't know what their future is, but we're finding a lack of mentioning to podcasting or podcasting standards in their new stats announcement to be lacking.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, aside from the IAB stuff, I think it's interesting the wording that they use about tracking playlists. To me, that indicates more to do with the music side of things. I read that, and the fact that they say twice playlist, it just seems to me to indicate that they are still focusing more on the music side of their business. So we'll see. It could be anything. It could be a matter of this is the first of many, but no IAB compliance, talking about playlists, no mention of podcasts. I still question whether or not SoundCloud is really looking at enhancing their podcast platform.
Let it be known episode 100 of Better Podcasting that Steven, representing the Canadian Moose School of Performing Arts, is biased against the term playlist and podcasting.
Episode 100 will be easy to remember. I got 100 more to make my next stance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And you're going to have to come out with a whole new course list for the Canadian Moose School of Performing Arts.
Awesome. So that's going to go ahead and wrap up our download. Let's talk a little bit about our Better Pod Back. I love Better Pod Back. That's right. You're not going to get Pod Back anywhere but here on Better Podcasting, because we love ourselves some Pod Back. In fact, every week we tried to go on the Twitter sphere and put some questions out there, and we did. And we also promoted a lot about some things that we did over the last week and a half since we last recorded. And we got quite a bit of feedback that came our way on Twitter, email, and a bunch of other places, including one guy that went up to SP at his workplace and said, "Hey, SP, I got something to say to you."
In which I used my taser against him. Absolutely. So in between episode 99 and episode 100, we had International Podcasting Day, which is September 30th every year now. That's just the date that's been chosen. So that's the date we live with. And there were a bunch of tweets back and forth. And one came from at WScottSmith19 from the Recovering from Religion podcast. And he tweeted us and said, "Editing our Jehovah's Witnesses episode. Feeling sad they can't celebrate International Podcasting Day tomorrow."
Fair point. We also had, again, W. Scott Smith. He said, "Happy International Podcasting Day," which was awesome. Thank you very much. And we had Emily Prokop say, "And to you as well, R.S. Santa brought you lots of presents." You see that, R.S. Santa? Loved it. I laughed.
R.S. Santa. Yeah, Emily, the puns galore. I miss classy little podcast, and I know you do too.
Which, before we get to our next person, which is Heather Welsh, I should say Heather Welsh was our co-host on International Podcast Day. So if you're watching this and listening to this in order on the feed, look at the next episode. There's a bonus episode. Heather was on there. She did a fantastic job.
She did indeed. Looking forward to more Sunshine and Power Cuts podcasting from her. She tweeted us, by the way, and she said, "Happy hashtag International Podcast Day." And Bandrew Scott from the Podcastage YouTube channel and the Bandrew Says podcast said, "It's hashtag International Podcast Day. I suggest checking out at Better Pod and a bunch of other podcasts too, which are awesome. At Story Behind, at This Is Rad Pod, at Paper _ Robots, at Bizarre _ States, and at Sun Power Pod." Thank you very much, Bandrew. We hope you had a happy International Podcasting Day as well.
We had Geekville Radio at Geekville Radio say, "Thanks a million. I introduced a friend to Better Podcasting today, believe it or not." Thank you very much for that referral. We always appreciate hearing that you're recommending our show. That means that we've done something right, or the bribes are working, one of the two.
And then in a teaching point, at Sun Power Pod, which is Heather, by the way, said, "That's okay. I watched the replay and it's okay. I need to work on my conversational skills, but I was so nervous." And here's the teaching moment. At Story Behind Pod, which is our correspondent, Emily, she piped in and said, "Oh, it's tough, right? Every time I go live, my stomach just drops." We've had both those ladies on our podcast and both those ladies have done phenomenal.
And you should know that we are the exception to the rule. If you've ever attended a live recording of Better Podcasting, you will see that everything is always 100% bang on. We never have to re-record anything, never have to repeat anything, never have to admit that we've made a mistake and point it out to the live audience. Okay, that's all lies. We do all of that stuff all the time because we are human. Well, I am human. SP is a robot, but he is a robot programmed to have the occasional error.
I'm human. Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, Steven, is there an ethics course in the Canadian Moose School of Performing Arts? Because you desperately needed one after that statement right there. By the way, at SunPowerPod also tweeted us a thank you. She said, "Thank you for the great content you produce and allowing us to join you for the live recording." At or excuse me, hashtag hobby podcast, hashtag better podcasting. And it was a nice thank you. It's hashtag International Podcasting Day picture. Oh, thank you very much.
Skipping past the International Podcast Day topic, we asked a question. We said, my favorite episode of the first 100 Better Podcasting episodes is, and we gave these options. We said number 50, the Hobby Golden Rules. Number 65, Self-Hosting Tips. Episode number 1, So Glad It Started. And the other option was Your Choice. We had 0% people say that it was the self-hosting podcast, which is our highest downloaded episode, but I can understand why.
I actually think my favorite episode of number 50 actually won this, because if you take all the Your Choices and separate them into what was actually tweeted back to us, none of them equaled the amount of votes that went to number 50. So thank you very much for voting the number one favorite episode of the first 100 episodes to be number 50, the Hobby Golden Rules,
which had 38% of the vote. We also had 13% of the vote say number one. And then, of course, like we said, there was 49% of the vote that said Your Choice, but we got less corresponding replies to that question. So let's just read out some of the replies that we have here. We have from Scott Smith saying, my favorite episode was when Steven got fired. Hey, that was mine too. It was a glorious week off.
It was my favorite episode too, because I didn't have to deal with his smug face for a week.
We also had Heather Welsh say the unnumbered special for International Podcast Day.
Yeah, I wonder why. Maybe it has something to do with the co-host for that, or the guest host, I guess. Mm-hmm. At Dammy Plucky said, the one I just listened to. I would very much like to know what that one is, but I think his point is anyone is his favorite episode.
Which, I'm torn. Because on one hand, I appreciate it. On the other hand, I'd like to do just like a really, really bad episode just to kind of throw that in your face and be like, ha ha, is that really your favorite?
I don't know what you're talking about. Every episode is a really, really bad episode.
We also had Zachary Webb say, Better Podcasting 51, breaking the backlog, starting your show. I gotta say, we talked about it earlier. A lot of people get fixated on making things perfect. Go start in episode 51. That's betterpodcasting.com/51 if you are one of those people. And listen to those series of episodes, because we are here to tell you to start. And we make several points in there, and we've had people tell us that it really gave them the kick they needed to start. So check that out if you are waiting and you've got a backlog, or you're coming up with an excuse over and over and over on why you can't start.
Jeremy T. Dennis from the Transmissions podcast tweeted us, and he said, the one where I won an AT2005 microphone. And congratulations very much on that, Jeremy. That was awesome. We have had several giveaways, and we still have a few left in our bag of tricks. So stay tuned for more of that. At Joshua C. Liston, he from the podcast Survival Show said, self-assessment, better podcasting number 87.
We also had coming our way, unrelated to the poll, people saying their congratulations messages to us for episode 100 and having 100 episodes. And to everybody, we just want to say thank you very much. We got quite a bit of tweets about that, and it made me happy. That it made me smile when I saw those. It showed the amount of people that we've connected with. And so thank you, everybody who sent those. However, I would be remiss if I did not turn it over to resident reader Stargate Pioneer to read out this email. Now, before I get there, let me just give a little bit of inside baseball on this that I've kept secret for a while. And I think on episode 100, I'm allowed to stay on topic, but go slightly off topic. You know, I don't need to play the little thing to kick me off. The reason I say resident reader is because Johnny Pennington, who we're about to read an email from, he emails us quite a bit. And I am very appreciative of the detail that he puts into his emails, the regularity he puts into the emails. I've had lots of offline conversations that I've not read on the show just because we've interacted. And he gives us really great feedback. Like, early on, he commented about how much he liked Stargate Pioneer's reading of emails and whatnot. And I agree. I think SP does a great job. So that's why often I turn it over to Stargate Pioneer to read, was based off of Johnny's email alone, which is reason I'm kind of dropping the curtain on this part here is because I think it just highlights how interacting with your fans can really help shape your show. This is a point that I totally agreed with Johnny on. And so that's why often I put it over to SP to read. So SP, kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this email's once again from Johnny Pennington. Congratulations, guys, for finally making it to 100 episodes of Better Podcasting. I've listened to or have viewed all of your podcasts, most of them more than once. They have been entertaining and very informative. I've learned a zillion things from your show, and to help you celebrate, I've narrowed it down to the top 10 things I've learned from Better Podcasting. So this is a top 10 list, David Letterman style. Number 10, Blab is promising. Oh, Blab is no more. Number 9, stats are helpful, but don't pay too much attention to stats. Number 8, dynamic microphones are great for podcasting. But like religion and politics, you can get into a fight arguing about which one is best. RE320. Go ahead, say it.
BP40.
There you go. You might be best off having a co-host. If you are both in sync about everything, then again, you might consider going solo. That was number 7. Number 6, Lipson and Blueberry are probably the best media hosts. But then again, you might just want to consider Podbean and Stitcher. Really, really, Johnny? Stitcher? Really? Have we taught you nothing in the first 100 episodes? Stitcher does not host your podcast. Number 5, don't take too long starting your podcast, or you might not start. But if you rush too fast into starting, you might not have given it enough thought. Okay, there you go. The two things. Number 5. Number 4, it's imperative to back up all your recordings locally with an external hard drive, which you could lose in a flood or a fire. Additionally, add an offsite internet backup, which you could lose if the site shuts down or you forget to pay. Although it's imperative to back up your recordings, there's always Murphy's Law. Yes, Johnny, Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law sucks. Okay, once again, this is the top 10 things Johnny's learned from Better Podcasting. Number 3, if you're doing a hobby podcast, there's no need to monetize. But podcasting gear and hosting costs can get expensive. So think deeply about monetizing. This is the number 2 thing that Johnny's learned from podcasting. You could well become a mini celebrity and have lots of adoration. But be careful of becoming a mini celebrity. There are stalkers out there. Consider, like Stargate Pioneer, not using your real name.
No. He is legally Stargate Pioneer. Okay, let's just...
I actually have. I've legally changed my name to Stargate Pioneer. So I should be on Facebook then pretty soon. But we'll see about that. And the number 1 thing I've learned from Better Podcasting is there are certain rules to becoming successful in podcasting. But podcasting is a new frontier and industry. And because of that, there are no rules. Really, a very clever strategy, fellas. Thoroughly confuse your audience. Then tell them that everything will be crystal clear if they just keep listening to your next 100 shows. My hat's off to you guys. Pure genius. Seriously, a big congratulations to you again on this great achievement. Thanks for all you do, Johnny Pennington.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that, Johnny. That email just made me melt reading it, especially the part where you specifically said that we were confusing, because let's be honest, podcasting is a very confusing thing. And if you're not prepared for confusion, maybe you shouldn't be podcasting, especially with Stargate Pioneer, because he's a confusing individual.
I'm only as good as I'm programmed to be.
Thanks to everybody who wrote us messages over the last week and everybody who has wrote us messages over the last 100 episodes. I just gotta take my usual moment here on a milestone episode to just reflect and just talk about how when this show started, SP and I both kind of hung up our hat on a couple other podcast endeavors because we recognized our time. And well, I recognized my time. SP went and made more podcasts afterwards, but we knew that we needed to give some stuff up so that we could end up actually going through with Better Podcasting and committing each week. And obviously, we had a vision on where we wanted to go. We knew that we wanted to sort of break the mold with podcast advice. We heard a lot of podcasts talking about money and focusing on sponsorship and other things that just as a hobby podcaster, you might not be interested in. So that was the idea of Better Podcasting. That was where it was born. It was like, let's cover the other side of things. Let's give the real deal. Podcasting isn't always sunshine and roses, and we wanted to do that. And we obviously set off with a certain direction, but it's really molded and shaped based off of you, the listener and the viewer. The interactions with you have helped us make what the last 100 episodes were. And so all of this feedback, all of this, these things that we've talked about, even the stuff where people have disagreed over the last 100 episodes has been fantastic. And I am looking forward to 100 more. And I know that's such a cliche thing to say, but I am, because I love doing this show. While occasionally SP may fire me, I'm okay to come back. I'll crawl back every time.
It's as Steven said and alluded to, we did both give up something. I gave up my initial desire, actually, to have a sci-fi podcast. I had one that was ending, and instead of starting another sci-fi podcast, I picked this one up instead because I believed in it so much. Yes, other podcasts about podcasting are great, and they do talk about monetization and business tizing, entrepreneurship in your podcast. And that is not what a lot of hobby podcasters want. At the same time, one of the things that we wanted to do was to show the podcast industry and all the changes happening in the industry. And it is moving towards that professionalization or monetization. And we wanted to make sure everybody was cognizant that the infrastructure holding up your hobby podcasts are changing. And if it changes too much, you might not have access to do the same things you're doing today. So we just wanted you to be aware of that. I want to personally thank everybody that has interacted with me, everybody that has downloaded our podcast, everybody that's even disagreed with us, because this brings up conversations that are important to have for people that really hold their podcast near and dear. People are very emotionally attached to either listening or making their podcast. And we just want to make sure that you have the best advice going forward to make your podcast better for as long as you want to make it. And that's what we're here for. So if you have any questions, please let us know. Steven and I have no intentions of going anywhere. We actually talk about it from time to time. Is it time to hang up shop on Better Podcasting? And every time that question actually comes up, we say, are you nuts? We have so much to talk about that I just don't see the show going away anytime soon. So we don't intend on going away. I think we've got another 2 years in us at least, if not more. So we'll just see how things go. And just thank you, listener. Thank you, viewer, for keeping up with us and enjoying our show, because we enjoy interacting with you and you are the reason that we're doing this.
So thanks to everybody who came by our live chat room today. We had a bunch of different people, including Scott Smith, Seth, Heather Welsh, Emily Prokop, Bandrew, and Mike Howard, aka JPEG to Raw. Also, thanks to everyone who has emailed us or tweeted us. I know we had people on Facebook too, checking out the Facebook Live. Thank you to everybody. And before we do sign off, I just want to kind of really spell out the intention of the first segment that we did. If you didn't gather it, the intention of the first segment was just to highlight what a few minor tweaks could do to your podcast. Just paying attention to a few things. Obviously, the main back to basics topic that we had was in there just essentially filler. Let's be totally honest. The intention was the awesome pieces that Emily Prokop from the Story Behind Podcast did for us. Thank you to Emily for doing that voice work. That was the intention, was just to show how even in the course of 20 minutes, There are just some things that you just got to pay attention to. And if you just make minor tweaks, your podcast can be that much better. So if you put a lot of effort into it, like all of the reasons why you listen to Better Podcasting, think about how awesome your show is. So that's what we wanted to do, was just highlight how you can just make your podcast a little bit better and how you probably are already making your podcast better than some of your competitors. So thanks so much for going through that. And we just wanted to spell that out in case by chance that was overlooked, and also give the shout out, of course, to Emily Prokop.
Correspondent Emily Prokop.
For sure.
The story behind podcast.
Awesome. So that is taking us to the end of episode 100. Wow. Of Better Podcasting. I'm Stephen John Drew saying sorry for blab. Sorry we talked about it. My bad.
And I'm SP asking, where can I apply for the Canadian Moose School of Performing Arts?
Sure, I'll let you in. Why not? Bye.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.